Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What would cause a man to leave the United States and relocate to Israel? Brian Slater was raised in a traditional but non-religious Jewish family in the San Fernando Valley in California. Before reaching his teens, he fell into drug and alcohol abuse. Reaching the end of high school, God rescued Brian out of the darkness to begin a new life of recovery and spiritual discovery with his Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. His faith gave him a call to reach those with similar situations. Well, Messiah Yeshua, Jesus. Have you heard of him? Do you know his name? Do you know him in a personal way? Well, Brian Slater has experienced what it means to have a personal relationship with Christ who loves you so much, my friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who's touched Brian Slater, will touch your heart and your life as well. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you put your trust in him? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Brian Slater received his certification as a drug and alcohol counselor and his nursing license in Los Angeles. He worked in rehabilitation centers and lockdown psychiatric units. His heart grew to those suffering. As I said earlier, in 1996, he immigrated to Israel, reaching out to Holocaust survivors and the impoverished. Brian, welcome to our show.
Thank you. And shaloha, as we can say.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned the San Fernando Valley. I said that in the introduction. What part of the San Fernando Valley, and what was it like there growing up?
Well, I, you know, in my young teen years, I lived in the Woodland Hills area of the San Fernando Valley. It's in California. And, you know, it was a decent neighborhood with lived across the street from a park and had the elementary school that I went to right next to the park and, had a very, pretty quiet street and friends that I knew.
Who influenced you most, Brian, then in your growing up years?
In my growing up years, well, you know, I had a set of friends, and we all hung out together and played sports together, went hiking, rode on our bikes, went to elementary and junior high together, and then there was some, so those were my major influences. Of course, I was raised by my Jewish mother. And God bless her, she did her best to raise me in the best way possible. And she had a lot of influence just on the love that I received at home. And but my father was absent, and so you know, this is where I hung out with my friends and got a lot of my male influence from my friends. And then there was a new friend that moved into the neighborhood. And this friend, he started doing drugs and smoking and drinking. And introducing, you know, these things to me, and you know, put some peer pressure on, and told me how good and how wonderful and it will make me feel. And so that was where I begun my downward cycle as a young teen into that whole world of lies and deceptions and sinful behavior.
How long did that last, Brian?
It lasted till I got arrested at the young age of 17. And then I went to rehab, drug and alcohol rehab, and that was on the opposite side. This was before I became an employee of the drug and alcohol rehab several years later. I was a patient, and I needed help, and I needed counseling, and I needed, most importantly, the Messiah Yeshua, who turned my whole life upside down once I came to know him. About a year later, after getting clean and sober off of drugs and alcohol.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I was going to 12-step meetings, and pretty much on a daily basis, on my own initiative, in my own car, and meeting like-minded people that also wanted to keep clean and sober. And in the 12-step program, they would introduce God as you understand him, that the highest recommendation was that you believe that you are not God, and that you should believe in anything else besides yourself, because that obviously didn't work to get you where you wanted to go. And so that opened up a whole new door for me to realize that, wow, there is a God who does care, and all these other people are discovering God, but, you know, they all believed in different gods and different things, and I was, you know, just trying to find who I am as a young Jewish teenager, and what do I believe and what should I believe, and I had met, I was introduced actually by my mother to a man named Richard, and he became my sponsor. He was a recovering alcoholic himself, and a sponsor is someone who basically helps you with your recovery and get in touch with your feelings and help deal with the healing process. And that was after I was clean and sober about a year, off of all drugs and all alcohol, and this is only by the grace of God, by a miracle. As you know, there were a few times during that year that I went to visit my old friends and tell them, look, I'm sober, isn't that wonderful? You know, and they said, not really, here, have a cigarette, have a snort of cocaine, have a bong load, and all these things that were just very tempting. And but only by the grace of God, I didn't touch it, I didn't pick it up, and I actually walked out. And that was, I just really believed the Lord rescuing me from being brought back to that life of sin and death that I was once on. And so shortly after, this man that was counseling me and helping me, he started sharing the Word of God with me and the scriptures that have to do with the future of Israel and the Jewish people. And he started sharing the prophecies and how significant the Jewish people coming back to the land of Israel, and but even more importantly, coming to the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, and that this would give me eternal life and give me certainty that I would know where I was going, God forbid, if I died today. And so that really opened my eyes, and of course, I wanted eternal life, and I wanted a hope and a future. And so at that young age, thank God, I accepted Yeshua as my Messiah and Savior, and that began a whole new chapter in my walk and my life.
Brian, how did that? We're gonna go to a break soon, but just before we do, at least begin sharing with us how that began to make a difference in your life.
Well, it made an incredible difference because it gave me, first of all, hope for my future, and then I realized that the hope that I was given, that it wasn't just for me, that it was to help others in similar down-and-out situations and poor and needy situations. And I soon discovered, about a year after coming to faith in Jesus, that I was not the only Jewish person who has accepted Jesus in Los Angeles. That I started to discover that there's other Messianic Jews. And I didn't even know what the term was. I just thought, you know, I'm Christian and I'm no longer Jewish and that I'm on a new religion, new path, but I was wrong. I discovered that God doesn't make mistakes, and He created me Jewish, and He wanted me to claim that identity as He made me. So I started learning more about my faith and as being a Jewish believer in Jesus, Yeshua, and fellowshipping more with other Messianic Jews, and learning that there's something called Messianic worship music and Davidic dance and all of these things that were Bible based but really had a Jewish base and really biblical, because you know all the roots of Christianity are Jewish. And Yeshua didn't become a good Christian when he came to earth. He came as the King of the Jews. And he was killed and buried as the King of the Jews, and then resurrected as the King of the Jews that will return to Israel, a physical Israel, to rule and reign. And as he poured out his life and the blood of Yeshua, sacrificed for all, for the Jew first and for the Greek.
You're listening to Brian Slater. He is the director of Abundant Bread Ministry, abundantbread.com. That's where you can find out more about Brian and his ministry in Israel. When we come back from our break, more from Brian. Did you know there's some Holocaust survivor statistics? Did you know that there are fewer than 100,000 survivors living today worldwide? Did you know that approximately 1,000 Holocaust survivors die each month? I'll share more. More from AbundantBread.com. And Brian Slater, who heard the call of God and took a step of faith and moved. And today God is using him in practical ways, in powerful ways, because of his relationship with Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. More from Brian Slater when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
More Holocaust survivor statistics. The average age of an Israeli Holocaust survivor is 87. And by 2025, almost all remaining survivors will have passed away. Well, this rings very, very loudly in the heart of Brian Slater, who's our guest today. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Perhaps you caught the tail end of the last segment as Brian was sharing his story. You can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. It's a free podcast. I'd say go ahead and listen to it and share it with a family member or friend as you think of a way to reach someone that God has placed in your life. And you can find out more about Brian Slater at abundantbread.com. Brian, when did you feel led to relocate to Israel?
Wow, well, that's a good question and a great story, as it really, it's a prophetical story of really God's work in my life and God speaking through his word, you know, because the word of God is alive and true, and his prophecies are amazing as they spoke to me about returning to the land of Israel and you know, reclaiming my Jewishness, my heritage, and now my faith in the Messiah Israel, Yeshua. And so I went to Israel my first time just as a regular tourist, like most people, for a 10-day trip. And that trip just really, really spoke volumes to me, as I think it would any of us that believe in Jesus, Yeshua, because the Word of God just comes alive as you go to Israel and you see these biblical sites. And we had an amazing worship leader with us and an amazing Davidic dance leader. And so we were singing, worshiping, dancing, and traveling around the land and seeing the very sights that we only would read about and hear about in sermons. And so that really opened my eyes to know that this land is mine. It was given to the Jewish people, not by any political force or organization, but by the biblical by a biblical command of God that He made this land for the Jewish people. And so I returned to the land of Israel 2 years later, but this time I had during that time from the first time to the second time, I had studied to be a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, and I also went to nursing school and got my nursing license, and then went back to Israel. I had found out about a drug and alcohol program that where that is run by believers on the Mount Carmel, and it's called the House of Victory. And I was able to be accepted to their program to be one of the counselors there, and to go there and live and dwell and breathe and eat literally in the house with Arabs, with Israelis, with Russians, all of those that were afflicted with the same disease and addictions that I had gone through several years earlier. And now here I was living with the least of these and living with the rejected and the hurting and those in pain and addiction. And I was able to give hope and shine the light and give them my testimony of what God did in my life. And God did amazing things through that experience. That was 4 months that I was there. And then I went back to America and started working as a nurse, as you said, working in drug and alcohol rehab centers and psychiatric rehab, getting experience because I knew at that time that God was calling me back to the land. I just wasn't sure when. I was praying and trusting and seeking Him, but I knew that was my destiny, was to be in the land of Israel.
Brian, was there a Mrs. Slater any place along the way?
No. You know that there was the potential of that, but God had other plans, and so this was something that I was just trusting Him in as well, and He just continued to be with me, and I know that His future is bright in Him.
Amen to that.
Yes. Yeah, and so in 1996, I was basically called. The Lord said, it's time for you to come to the land, and this is, you know, start preparing. And so I said, okay, Lord, this is kind of scary. At this time, there was bomb attacks, and there was terrorists, and there was buses being blown up, and the Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated. But I said, okay, Lord, I'm hearing from You, and I'm preparing to go. And it was about 6 months of preparation, and tried to raise some support because I didn't have much money to start off with, and really didn't have a lot to start, but I knew it was time to go. And in 1996 was when I officially made Aliyah. It's called Aliyah, that means going up.
Mm-hmm.
And I immigrated to Israel and became an Israeli citizen as a Jewish believer in Messiah Yeshua.
Wonderful.
What lessons have you learned culturally, having grown up in Southern California and now living in the land of Israel?
What cultural lessons?
Yes.
Well, I've learned that America has too much.
Mm-hmm.
Being here, meaning you're in Hawaii right now.
I'm in Hawaii, yes.
Okay.
I am so excited being here on the island and to be able to share the good news of what he's done with me and through me with Abundant Bread of Salvation and calling me to start this nonprofit organization that's Israeli-based, Israel-recognized, and that's where our headquarters is, in the city of Netanya in Israel. Mm-hmm. And I've just realized that in coming here that he has a calling even more and more on my life to share the good news with the down and out and the poor and needy and widows and single mothers and Holocaust survivors and drug addicts.
What do you mean when you say America has too much?
Too much? Well, you know, just walk into any Walmart, walk into any Costco. I think those places might be on the island. but, you know, it's really, really, you know, the land of plenty. Although there's another thing I've seen while being here as well is I've seen a lot of poor and needy here on the street,
mm-hmm.
and some sleeping outside, some begging on freeway exits and on ramps, and in front of stores, and even Salvation Armies. I saw one up the street from where I'm staying right now, and a whole line of people waiting to get fed. And so that's pretty much what I meant.
So going back to cultural lessons, in addition to the overabundance that you feel America has in comparison to...
Yeah, culturally, Israel is a lot different than America.
Share some of that with us. In what ways?
Yeah, well, you know, Israel is a land that is very, very beautiful, first of all. You know, it has a lot of very similar sights and views and sounds and smells that Hawaii has. Hawaii is probably a little bit on a higher level of beauty than most states in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing more and more as I've been driving around here the last couple days. But you know, there's something about Israel. The Israeli citizens are amazingly hospitable, very, very nice. One of the cultural things that are a lot different than America is they are not afraid to ask you personal questions, where in America it's like you don't even think of doing that. And in Israel, that's a normal thing to ask. How much money do you make? Are you married? Are you divorced? Or, you know, have you remarried? Where do you live? And how many kids you have? All of these things are pretty normal cultural questions in Israel. And what you see is what you get, pretty much, with the personality of Israeli citizens. And there's a really beautiful side to that. And many of them will just welcome strangers into their homes and would give the shirt off their back to help a person in need.
You know, Brian, if I could jump in, I've only been to Israel once 6 years ago, but I was just amazed at the beauty of the country and the accomplishments of this little country. And as you say, the friendliness of the people, I just left with a whole new respect for the Jewish people and the country of Israel. It was a wonderful experience for me.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, praise the Lord. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. Did you go on a regular tour?
Yes, I went with a group from here, but you know, all the trees and everything that have been planted. I mean, you said it's a beautiful country. It is indeed. I hope our listeners can all go someday.
Yes, amen. Amen. Me too. And you know, those of you listening, you know, I'm a personal contact that you guys can have now, living and dwelling in the land and following our Messiah and serving our people and our Jewish people in practical ways. Any of you that would like to come and serve and volunteer, we're always needing volunteers and would be happy to hear from you at our email, like you said, is on abundantbread.com. That would be a way to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm. Brian Slater, when we come back, we'll share more. I'm particularly interested, Brian, when we come back from our break. You know, Suzanne mentioned being on a tour. So you go to the Dome of the Rock, you go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, you go to the Garden Tomb, and then there's so much more. But you're living there. You moved there. You immigrated there, became a citizen of Israel, and working among those who are impoverished. Here's some statistics as we go into our break. According to the Latet Agency in 2014, more than 2.5 million Israelis, that is 31.6%, are living in poverty. 13.8% in extreme poverty. The number of Israeli children living at or below poverty increased from 756,900 in 2013 to 932,000 in 2014. Well, Brian Slater's helping to make a difference with that, and he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
A little bit more, another statistic on poverty in the land of Israel. From the Latet Agency in 2014, 16.7% of Israeli experience shortages of food. 5.9% cannot purchase urgent medical supplies. Brian Slater is serving there with his organization, Abundant Bread Ministries. You can find out more about them at abundantbread.com. Before our break, he even mentioned, hey, you know, he's a personal contact. They're in the land of Israel. Perhaps the Lord will speak to your heart. Maybe he's speaking to your heart right now. Maybe you did. You went on a tour and you saw the sights, but you want to find out, is there more? Is there a way that I can serve the people there in the land of Israel? Well, you can. Brian Slater, find out more at abundantbread.com. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful you're with us today. Brian, that's something I wonder about. Maybe you can help shed light on it. Beyond the tour, what's life really like? You gave us a taste of that. Some of these statistics are quite revealing, share more of what it's like to live there and tell us about your ministry.
Yeah, well, life, living as a Messianic Jew in Israel is not easy. There's many communities and areas and cities in Israel that come under much persecution for believing in Yeshua, Jesus. And there's certain areas of Israel, especially like 10, 15, 20 years ago, that the persecution was really, really heavy, and it was coming mostly from the ultra-Orthodox Jews that really call us traitors. They think we've betrayed our people. They will even go to the extreme of calling us Nazis, and they will follow believers home and follow them to their work to find out where they live, where they work, to try and talk to the owners or their bosses to tell them about our faith, so hopefully they will fire us, and they will. There's been many times that people's cars have been vandalized and tires popped, and even the extreme of a Jewish terrorist bomber tried to blow up a Messianic pastor and his wife and family in Ariel, and sadly, the pastor wasn't home, and the son was the one that picked up the Purim package. It was a beautifully decorated package for the holidays, and it had a bomb inside, and the bomb went off when this teenager picked it up. And only by a miracle, this teenager survived, of course, with shrapnel and holes all through his body and chest, and was in the hospital for over half a year with multiple surgeries and being prayed for, and thank God he has come through that many years later. And you know, these are a couple of extreme examples of some of the persecution that Messianic Jews have had to deal with over the years.
What is the rationale behind that with the Orthodox Jews? What's their reasoning or their rationale or their motivation for persecuting?
Well, as I said, you know, they believe that we are the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of our simple faith in the Jewish Messiah, who they consider him, they consider him so much the enemy, and those of us that believe in him, that they won't even speak his name, and they will say words that will profane his name even.
Brian, may I ask, how did your mother receive your acceptance of Yeshua? Yeshua, thank you.
I'm happy to say that my mom came to faith about a couple of years after myself. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Wow. Hallelujah.
And, yes. And but I was very, let's say, paranoid and scared of what and how she would feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a young boy, and I actually took it several steps further to grow in my faith. And not wanting to share with her, not feeling led to share with her at that time, I moved out of the house at a very young age. And in order that I can grow in my relationship with Yeshua.
Okay, and so you're there, especially, like you said, 10, 20 years ago. From your present perspective, why do you believe God sent you there?
Yeah, well, you asked me to share about the work that I do, and, you know, I came there with my professional background as a drug and alcohol counselor and as a nurse, and I thought that these were going to be the things that I was going to be doing while I was in Israel. And I did do some of those, but I realized and really felt a calling from the Lord that there's much more, that there's much more, that he was calling me to reach out to you know, in a more of a full-time way of being able to help the Jewish people practically, and in doing the different things that we do at Abundant Bread of Salvation, and at the same time building relationship with them and having them know who I am from the inside out, and you know, letting them see our good works and glorifying our Father in heaven. And so this is how I came about starting to serve full-time and established Abundant Bread of Salvation, and started needing to really step out in faith that he will provide for all of our needs, because we have a lot of needs in serving the poor and needy. We're reaching out and physically helping over 400 Jewish people every month. Okay, that's every month, and that's with doing soup kitchen every week, giving out dry food bags with 25 parcels, with 25 pieces in each, doing special biblical excursions and royalty meals in banquet halls, special messianic concerts for the poor and needy and Holocaust survivors. And we just recently developed an Adopt a Holocaust Survivor program. And this is so urgent. I can't tell you how urgent it is, except to say that our Holocaust survivors are dying quickly. Every day, they're passing on. And like you mentioned, the statistics of how many survivors are left, and that number is literally decreasing every day. And so we've developed a program now that can help them financially, Abundant Bread of Salvation, putting a check, money into their hand that can help provide for their physical needs, because the Israeli government can't provide all their needs as they're getting older. They have to choose between food or medication. And thank God we're able to help them with all of these things. And with this Adopt a Survivor program, I've brought 50 biographies with me, and where they wrote down how they physically survived the Holocaust, and their name and where they're from, and we are looking for people that want to sponsor Holocaust survivors, that we can help them before it's too late, because in a matter of years, they're going to be gone, and there will be no other Holocaust survivors to help.
Mm-hmm. When you meet with Holocaust survivors, or when, let's just say, when you met the first one, Holocaust survivor for the first time, mm-hmm. what was that experience like? Describe that for us.
It was very humbling, and even, you know, many tears were shed from my side, and many believers that were coming to visit Israel, like let's say if you brought a tour group, you know, one of the several things that we also do is I'm able to bring a carload or a busload of survivors to meet evangelical believers. I've always loved to have the interaction of building relationship and letting them meet those who claim the name of Yeshua, Jesus, and letting them see that there is another side to Christianity.
Brian, we've got just a couple minutes before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
and then go into our final segment. But if you will, just give a brief, just for someone who may not be familiar with the Holocaust. We've been using that word throughout, but I don't want to assume that everyone knows what took place. If you can just give a brief review, just in about a minute or so, of what happened with these survivors. When you say Holocaust survivors, what did they survive?
Well, there was the war that happened in the Second World War, and a huge thrust of this war was about Adolf Hitler wanting to destroy the Jewish people and exterminate the Jewish people. And so he came up with this very, very evil plan to make camps, and what they were was extermination camps. He camouflaged them as work camps, but in reality, he sent his soldiers to round up as many Jews and every Jew as possible that he can find and bring them into what's called ghettos. And these ghettos had soldiers that would watch and guard the Jewish people and strip them of their clothes, strip them of their jewelry, of their hair, of their identity, and everything about them, and plan on exterminating them. This was what the Holocaust was all about. And sadly, 6 million of our Jewish people were slaughtered during the time of the Holocaust. And so when we talk about survivors, there's just those few, really, that hundreds out of millions, just hundreds were spared. And many of them found their way to the land of Israel. Many of them went to Europe. Many of them went to America. But they ran from their towns and homes and everything to try and escape the Holocaust.
Hey, Brian Slater, thank you for sharing that. When we come back, more from Brian in our final segment. There's got to be scriptures that have really touched the heart of Brian to move him in the direction that he's been moved as God has spoken to him. You know, the Word of God is powerful. Powerful as it is read, as it is spoken, as it is taught and preached. Powerful as we hear the Word and act upon it and move by faith as God speaks to us through His Word. More from Brian Slater of Abundant Bread of Salvation. AbundantBread.com. That's how you can find out more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Abundant Bread of Salvation. It's directed by Brian Slater. And Brian Slater is with us today. Brian is there in Hawaii, there with Suzanne Maurer. Well, I think Brian is on one of the neighbor islands, and Suzanne is there on Oahu. I'm here in Boston, Massachusetts, and you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer. Grateful that you're with us today. It's a very special opportunity to hear from Brian, who relocated from America to live in the land of Israel to serve through the organization that he leads now, Abundant Bread of Salvation. Brian, how do you receive resources to do? I've watched you on YouTube. I've seen you feeding people. I've seen you offering brand new clothes, some used clothes, brand new shoes and coats and winter coats and bread, lots and lots of bread. But then you mentioned these other programs too, special meals, and now for the adopting the Holocaust survivor. How do you receive support or resources for that?
In America, not just in Hawaii, is to share with people the need, you know, and educate people about what we're doing, because most American people don't realize that there is a poverty issue in Israel. Most American people don't even realize that there's something called Holocaust survivors that suffered the greatest atrocity in the history of the world. And so doing what I do, you know, being the CEO, it's a lot of responsibility and a lot of faith. And, you know, the Lord says faith without works is dead. And so part of this faith is just walking out my faith in sharing the need with evangelical believers and Messianic Jews and telling them and showing them the great need we have of blessing our people, but not just doing it in word, but doing it in deeds. And doing it in the name of our Messiah, Yeshua. There's a lot of good nonprofit organizations out there, even pouring millions of dollars into the economy of Israel to help the poor and needy, but there are not too many organizations, you can probably count them on less than one hand, that are doing it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And so, this, as a believer in Yeshua that believes in eternal life, I know that the greatest thing in doing what we're doing is when we see a person receive their Messiah. And on that subject, I'm excited to share with you guys that the first leg of this trip was in California. It was just a couple weeks ago. I brought with me from Israel a Holocaust survivor. His name was Nahum. And Nahum's 84 years old, was in a ghetto camp, a survivor, Russian Hebrew speaker. He came with me to California really because he loves what I do and he knows that I'm helping hundreds of his people. He knows about my faith in the Messiah Yeshua. And he wanted to do whatever he could to help and at the same time educate people about the Holocaust and his story. And on, as you might have known, we just celebrated the biblical feast, the biblical holidays, Rosh Hashanah. It's the Jewish New Year and the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur. And on that very evening of Yom Kippur in Los Angeles, California, we were at a service, and Nahum gave his life and his heart to Messiah Yeshua, Jesus. Mm. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And only God could have planned that, you know, because that wasn't my plan in bringing him out. But, you know, I pray for him. We have talks about God all the time, about Yeshua. And at some of these meetings that we went to, the Lord was pouring into him his Ruach HaKodesh before he even knew what that was. He would tell me that, I feel the power of God, I feel the Spirit of God, I think I'm going to be believing like you soon. These are words out of his mouth. And then on the Day of Atonement, out of all days in the history of our Jewish people, when people are Jewish people are repenting all over the world for their sins, he accepts the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua, into his life. Glory to God.
Brian, before we close, and what an amazing, thank you for sharing that. Your favorite scripture verse.
Brian. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad you asked. I've been dying to share with you that.
Good for you.
You know, on one of the verses that's just the heartbeat of everything that I do and the people that we serve, comes from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, and to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair, that they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Heartfelt insights from Brian Slater. Thank you, Brian. Find out more at abundantbread.com. God's timing is perfect, dear one. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Yeshua with someone near you. If you haven't done so, hey, perfect moment to open your heart to Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Go to thegoodlifehoy.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. You heard Isaiah 61:1. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Brian Slater, AbundantBread.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.